This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And I'm just glad to be here today. Beautiful Sabbath day as always. And just to know that God is with us and God loves his people. And I was thinking on the scripture talks about maintaining or coming as a child, a childlike spirit. And the people of God has to maintain that until God say, well done, my good and faithful servant. And I'm glad I'm maintaining a childlike spirit because of the teaching, because of the food that we get. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips. My elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you. In the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad for this journey we're on. We wanted to talk about who is like unto the Lord. Before we get into that thought today, our brother Rich is going to lead this number, The Messenger Choir.
Taught how to please
my Lord.
My Lord.
beautiful? Thank God. Thank God for the choir, Brother Richard. Our brother Dale wrote this song, Messenger of the Covenant. We're blessed today because of our anointing that's going on. Our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy, for the stand they took, the life they live, we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Before we get into that thought, Deacon Debbie, our announcements.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now, our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great, who hath God so nigh unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? One Lord, one faith, one baptism. The Lord yesterday is the same Lord today, and he's the same Lord we will be serving tomorrow. Yes. What nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? So many say they love the Lord and they're serving the Lord, don't know that the law is God's word. The law is the Ten Commandments, and there were many bylaws that came out from God's divine law that was according to divine service. A lot of those we don't have to observe today, and yet we do, but not in the same form. But God's divine word, we yet obey. It's his word. And that comes in many forms today. All right. Let's go to Exodus 15 and 11. And I hope all you that tune in enjoy what you hear. If you don't, tell us. If you do, tell us. Don't talk about us. If you're talking about us, I don't know anything about that. So that's all right, too. But we're here to rightly divide the word of truth. Yes. And how do we do that? Here a little and there a little. That's how God speaks to his people. Exodus 15 and 11. What does it say?
Who is like unto thee?
Who is like unto thee?
O Lord.
O Lord.
Among the gods.
Among the gods. There's gods. Many in this world. Yes. And these gods range from material things to man. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? What?
Who is like thee, glorious in holiness?
Glorious in holiness. Now, we have a lot of these well-known gods, a little fat man called Booty, and a few others. I've seen food set out on the curb.
Oh, wow.
Sidewalk for the booty man.
Oh.
And dogs come by and no doubt urinate on these cupcakes and donuts, and booty man never tasted it. It's foolishness.
Oh, wow.
And I've seen a little booty man in these nail shops. Don't know what food tastes like.
Go ahead, Pastor.
But the God we serve, there was sacrifices laid out according to how he called for it, and he licked it up. Mm-hmm. Not only that, our Lord came in a body and sat down and ate of that which he provided in this world.
Yes.
As the scripture says, cattle on a thousand hills belong to God. Everything, the world belongs to God. But he allowed all these gods, glorious in holiness, fearful
in praises.
What?
Doing wonders.
Doing wonders. Who does any wonder? Now just think about it. Out of all the gods we heard that say they're God, who gives an account of how man came about? Who gives an account of creation? And only one Lord that I know of.
Yes.
Booty man never told us how the world came about. Neither Muhammad Ali and all the rest of these. Alibaba and the 40 thieves. I don't know how they got here and how the earth was created. They give no account of how the earth was created. They don't even give you origination where they come from. Now the Lord we serve have always been. That's what he said. And I believe it. Always been. He's from everlasting. I haven't heard any other God claim that. The God we serve will be in us. And he walks in us and talks with us. We his people. He's not a statue. He's a spirit. We worship him in spirit and in truth. Read.
Thou stretchest out thy right hand. The earth swallowed them.
Earth swallowed them. What?
Thou in thy mercy has led forth the people which thou hast redeemed.
Thou hast guided them.
What God have redeemed people from an enemy? Most of these gods that these people say are their gods, they just go and serve them and bring things to them and do things for them. But have they been redeemed from an enemy? Our God redeemed us from our enemy. Enemies that had us bondage, bound by all types of substances, situations, hostage. Our God redeemed us.
All right.
What?
Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation.
And it's all about God's holy habitation. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That means he's leading us to where he has an habitat, where he dwells. Not on a shelf with his legs folded and a piece of wood or clay. He's not like that.
Mm-hmm.
Read the first verse.
Then,
thank God.
Then sang Moses.
Then sang Moses.
And the children of Israel this song unto the Lord.
What?
And spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed glorious.
Now our God.
Gloriously.
Our Lord triumphed gloriously over an enemy that held people in bondage. Mm-hmm. What other God have that report?
Right.
Alibaba don't have that kind of report. But they send these gods, to my understanding, send out minions to kill people that haven't done anything to them. But our God triumphed gloriously.
The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea.
Lord threw him in the sea. What?
The Lord is my strength and song.
What?
And he is become my salvation.
What?
He is my God.
What?
And I will prepare him in habitation.
So we that live for God, we're preparing him in habitation. And it's in spirit, because God habitats in our spirit. What?
My Father's God, and I will exalt
him. He's my Father's God, and I will exalt him.
Mm-hmm.
He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Let's go to Exodus 3.
Okay.
That means he's my father's God. But today, most of these so-called Christians, all they know is Jesus, his blood, and the cross. But let's hear what the Lord said. And at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. 3:14.
And God said unto Moses, I am that I am.
I am that I am.
And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel.
Now that's us.
Yeah.
Anybody that lives for God, living for the Lord, we're the children of Israel. God only have one son, one people. It's Israel. And it's we that worship God in spirit and in truth. We're not talking about an Israeli, but the Israeli, that natural Israel, is a parable. That's God's people too. It's a people he adopted as a parable. But the true Israel is those that are Israel in spirit.
Yes.
We that are living for God. Say, read.
I am hath sent me unto you.
What?
And God said, moreover, unto Moses,
what?
Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers.
He is the Lord God of our fathers. What?
The God of Abraham.
He's the God of Abraham.
The God of Isaac.
Isaac.
And the God of
That's
Jacob.
Who Jesus is. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And moreover, what?
Has sent me unto you.
What?
This is my name forever.
Now, wait a minute. This name is forever. It didn't change. So when you say, he's my father's God, he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, you didn't say Jesus. Jesus is the one that's saying it. Because Jesus is the Lord. And the Lord is God. He said, this is my name forever. Isn't that beautiful?
And this is my memorial unto all generations.
So all generations should be able to say, he's my father's God. Yes. What's his name? Jesus.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Romans.
All right.
No, let's go to 15 and 2 again. Let's read that again.
Yes,
15 and 2. Exodus.
The Lord is my strength
what?
And song, and he has become my salvation.
Now the Lord became Jesus when he took on flesh and became a son, but he's yet the Lord.
Yes.
And he said, I am the Lord and I change not. The Lord is my strength and song. What?
And he is become my salvation.
What?
He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation.
What?
My father's God, and I will exalt
him. I will exalt him, because who is like unto him? Isn't that beautiful?
Right.
Romans 8 and 28. Mm-hmm. Who is like unto our God? You can say whatever religion you might want to say. You say, well, my God is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's fine. But if you don't keep his commandments, you got the wrong Jesus. Romans 8 and 28, what does it say?
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love
God. That's to them that love God. But I love God. Is it the love of God, though? All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called.
According to his purpose.
According to his purpose.
Mm-hmm.
31st.
What?
31st,
yes, Pastor. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Who can be against us? Buddha man? Alibaba and the 40 thieves? Confucius? These are gods.
Right.
And there's many other such like we know anything about. But who is like our God? What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? What?
He that spared not his own son.
What?
But delivered him up for us all.
Now he didn't spare his flesh when he became a son. He went through the same thing we're going through. Overcoming sin. He went through the same thing. He didn't spare. What?
How shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
Also freely give us all things. Read the 37th verse. What does it say?
Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
Isn't that beautiful? Conquerors.
Yes.
Because of who he is. Exodus.
Yes.
15:11. Let's read that again.
15:11. Yes.
Don't say, well, Pastor, I think that's boring. What I'm bringing you is truth. See, you hear them clapping. That wasn't nothing. It's the scripture.
Go ahead.
Why wouldn't you be glad for the scripture?
Right. That's right.
One scripture is no greater or less than the other. God spoke all, everything. He moved on every one of these scriptures to be written. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
15 and 11. Read it again.
Who is like unto thee, O Lord?
Who is like unto the Lord? Who is like unto thee?
Mm-hmm.
Among, O Lord, among the gods. What?
Who is like thee, glorious in holiness?
Glorious in holiness. What God out there claims holiness but the Lord? And it's all about our behavior. But most of these gods people worship, you can do anything you want to do. But this God, our Lord, is about our behavior, holiness. Isn't that beautiful? 14th verse, what does it say?
The people shall hear and be afraid.
What?
Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestina.
Palestina.
Yes, Palestina.
That's your Palestine over there. They're afraid of the Israelis. What?
Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed.
Your dukes, that's where you bring in Alibaba and the 40 thieves. Then the dukes
of Edom shall be amazed.
The mighty men of Moab
trembling shall take hold upon them.
What?
All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away.
That's all of those over in Jerusalem. The Palestinians and different ones trying to claim Jerusalem. Muslims. What?
Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thine arm, they shall be as still as a stone.
I don't care what they do to Israel. You cannot get rid of Israel. Because God is fighting for them.
Beautiful.
And God fights for his people today. I don't care how strong the enemy gets. God is stronger.
Isn't that beautiful?
As long as we stay with God.
Till thy people pass over, O Lord. Till the people pass over.
God is with us until we pass from death to life. Isn't that beautiful? Go to St. John 5. That's what God is talking about. Till the people pass over. Pass over to the other side from the flood.
Yes, Pastor.
The other side from death to life. God is there. Isn't that beautiful? Till the people pass over. Five, St. John, 5:24.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that hath that sent me hath everlasting life.
Now we got it when you believe on him. You have it. What?
And shall not come into condemnation.
What?
But is passed from death unto life.
That's all God is concerned about, that his people pass from death to life. And when they came out of the wilderness, that was like into going to life, to Canaan land. That beautiful? It's a parable. Deuteronomy 32 and 45.
All right, Pastor.
Yes. That beautiful? All these things the Lord showed as parables. That's why he said, I speak parables unto them. But it's given unto you, know the mysteries. God come to save his people from sin. Passing from death to life. That's what it's all about. Regardless of the parable God uses. That's what it's all about. When God went down to bring out Rachel and Leah, he came to save his people from sin. That's what it was all about. It was to bring them in. Ruth. It was all about souls coming in to be saved. Yes. And God had to go get somebody to go get them. That's what it's all about. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Every example in the scripture from Genesis Revelation is about saving his people from sin. God was never concerned about the sinner, except they got in the way and inquired. The call was not about out to a people that wasn't looking for him. It's to the lost sheep. Isn't that beautiful? Deuteronomy 32 and 45, what does it say?
And Moses made an end of speaking all these words to all Israel.
What?
And he said unto them, set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, which ye shall command your children to observe to do, all the words of this
law. All the words of this law, which is God's word. What?
For it is not a vain thing for you.
What?
Because it is your life.
So we pass from death to life when we adhere to all the words to this law. That's how we get life. Yes. No matter where you come from, pass from there, enter into life. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Matthew. That's what he told him. What you going to do? Enter into life.
Yes.
You know what to do. Matthew's 19.
All right.
And 16.
All right.
That's who our God is. That's what he's like. Yes. Who is likened to our God? You know anybody, any other gods out there telling you to enter into everlasting life? Any gods out here that's offering it, everlasting life, eternal life? Booty man ain't doing it.
That's right.
All right, Pastor. 19:16?
19:16, what does it say?
And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
It's all about entering into life. So we pass from death to life. Why?
And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one.
But what?
That is God.
What?
But if thou wilt enter into life.
Now if you want to get into life, like Moses says, this is not a vain thing. The law. Thou shalt enter into life what?
Keep the commandments.
Now we can believe it or not.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's who our God is like. Because our God is eternal life.
That's
Isn't that beautiful? Wait. Let's go to 2 Samuel 7 and 20.
Samuel. Yes,
I don't know about it. So now look, I heard them clapping over there. There wasn't nothing to clap about.
Oh, wow.
Now, if you had told us about Daniel and the lions, then I can see us clapping about that. But what you talking about, that wasn't no big dynamic. Mm-hmm. Well, what I got to say to you is who that half an ear, he that half an ear, let him hear.
All right.
Evidently, those that clap heard stuff you ain't heard.
All right. Make it play.
It's about who got an ear. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, beautiful, Pastor.
I see I got 5 minutes.
All right, Pastor.
That's all right. We continue a little bit. Mm-hmm. 2 Samuel.
Yes.
7:20. What does it say?
And what can David say more unto thee? For thou, Lord God, knowest thy servant.
Thou knowest thy servant. What?
For thy word's sake, and according to thine own heart, hast thou done all these great things to make thy servant know
them.
It's
about God's word's sake. For thy word's sake, and according to thine own heart, hast thou done all these great things to make thy servant know them. What?
Wherefore thou art great, O Lord God, for there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears.
No one besides God. Because I know they got this thing going around talking about the Trinity. Mm-hmm. There is no such thing as no Trinity. Mm-hmm. That was a man's ditto on the side. Said, well, he's the Godhead. Mm-hmm. Ain't no Trinity.
Mm-mm.
Spirit, the Word, the blood, the Holy Ghost, they're all one. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Deuteronomy.
Yes, Pastor.
4:31. Let's go there.
Yes, Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
I'm just letting you know about our God. Who is like unto thee?
Yes.
Now, if you don't really know God, you probably would say the same thing. I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know him, you will be able to say, who is like unto our God? Deuteronomy 4 and 31.
For the Lord thy God is a merciful God.
Mm-hmm.
He will not forsake thee, neither destroy
thee. Now God is not going to forsake us or neither destroy thee. What?
Nor forget the covenant of thy fathers.
Now he says, because people love to say now, God's mercy and do it, he would never destroy. He said, I'd never leave you. Yeah, but you know, the people left God. And God didn't destroy you. The enemy did.
Yes.
He destroyed God's people. That's why the Lord said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Why? God bring knowledge, but they reject it. So God is not destroying them. It's the enemy that's destroying.
Right.
Neither destroy nor forget the covenant of thy fathers. God haven't forgot the covenant, but the people have.
Mm-hmm.
The covenant is God's word. Read.
Which he sware unto them.
What?
For ask now of the days that are past, which were before thee, since the day that God created man upon the earth, and ask from the one side of heaven unto the other, whether there have been any such things as this great thing is, or have heard it, or have been heard like it.
Now just think about it. You got all these gods in the earth, but the whole earth goes behind A.D., after death,
right.
And B.C.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They said, this is the greatest story ever told about Jesus. I ain't heard no story told about Booty and Alibaba and all of them. They don't have no great stories. But this is more than a story. This is truth. Isn't that beautiful? Okay, Buddha.
All right, Pastor.
It's still the same thing, booty, but the same thing.
That's right, Pastor. Go ahead, Pastor.
Don't get upset because I call him booty.
All right, Pastor.
Just a name.
All right, Pastor.
Read.
Beautiful, Pastor. Did ever people hear the voice of God speaking out of the midst of the fire, as thou hast heard and lived?
Look at all the signs God left in the earth. The ark, Mount Ararat, all the things that God have done. How many other gods have legacy and signs like that?
Right. That's right.
What God met their children in the midst of a fire, mm-hmm. like he did with Shadrach, mm-hmm. Meshach,
and
Abednego. That's what Nebuchadnezzar calls them.
All right. Yes, he did.
That was Mishael. And, mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going with their name.
All right.
But God met them there.
Right. Mm-hmm. He did.
I heard them say anything about their God meeting them anywhere. Right. And people chant, do all kind of stuff.
Right.
God ain't met them nowhere, and there ain't no God. Okay.
All right.
Read.
Or hath God essayed to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation?
What God have fought a nation of people to take out a people but our God? Yes. Who was like unto the Lord? Went down to Egypt and told Pharaoh, let him go. And sent plagues on him. I ain't heard a booty man ever doing that.
No.
Well, Alibaba and the 40 thieves, they haven't done that.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.